Welcome to the Diva Home and Lifestyle Podcast, where we discuss buying, selling, and investing in real estate, credit repair, housekeeping tips, DIY projects, gardening, and practical tips to help make your house a happy home. And now here's your host, real estate diva, Brenda.
Hello, everyone. This is Brenda Douglas, aka Real Estate Diva, and this is episode number 6, which is all about researching neighborhoods. You've spent all night packing and loading boxes in the truck, and now you're at the title company signing your life away. You finally get the keys and head right over to your new home. That night while you're unpacking, you hear what sounds like fireworks until you remember that it is September. You and your family quickly dive to the floor and huddle there until the sound of the gunshots disappear. The sad reality is that this situation could have been prevented had they conducted research before purchasing the home. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, isn't that the real estate agent's job? And the answer to that question is no. Simply put, your agent's job is to find you the right house that meets your criteria. And yes, your agent will find you the best house for the right price, but I encourage you to learn more about the neighborhood. Even if you're familiar with the area or if you grew up there, research, because demographics change often. Do not be a victim to eye candy. Don't fall in love with the house but know nothing about the neighborhood, because this is a 15 to 30 year commitment for you and your children. So we are going to discuss some ways that you can research neighborhoods. But first, our quote of the episode comes from Raynell Carey, who believes that the future shines brightest for those who prepare for it. Riddle me this. What costs less than $5, it can be found in just about every household, and it is often sold in a minty flavor. The happy home hack for this episode is about toothpaste. Isn't it frustrating when you have to quickly jump out of the shower and run to the mirror, but you can't see your reflection because the steam has caused the mirror to fog up? Well, guess what? Toothpaste can help prevent that. And here's how it works. Before you get in the shower, spread a little bit of toothpaste onto the mirror and then wipe it away with a clean cloth. This will keep your mirror from fogging up during the hot shower or bath. Try this hack and share the results, or feel free to share your tips, tricks, and clever home hacks in the Diva Home and Lifestyle group on Facebook. Now, you should research the neighborhood before you purchase a home for two main reasons. Number one, you and your family are the ones who have to live there and not the agent. And number two, your idea of what's safe and acceptable may not be that of your agents. So use your laptop, your desktop, your smartphone, or your tablet and research the area. Now, one of the things I've discovered is that people can get so excited about the eye candy home. With the beautiful granite countertops, the shiny hardwood floors, or the smell of the brand new carpet, the stunning curb appeal, and the brand new jacuzzi bathtub with jets. They get so excited about the home that they forget that they have to live in the neighborhood, or they feel like they will make it work for the right house. But you've heard that saying that all that glitters ain't gold. Well, the same concept applies to falling in love with a home at first sight. Just because the home looks irresistible and is completely upgraded doesn't mean that the community is just as impressive. In fact, the sad truth is that sometimes people put top dollar upgrades into homes that are in ruthless neighborhoods because they know that eye candy sells. And people like new things. So don't be distracted. You cannot be rational and emotional at the same time. Ask your buyer's agents to run the comps in that area to confirm that the house is not overpriced, and then you do research. Ask yourself, what type of education will my child receive if I live there? Will I feel safe outside during daylight savings time when it gets darker earlier? Am I going to feel comfortable walking the dog? Will I have access to public transportation if that's important to me? Is my family going to feel safe outside? Now, some of you would argue that crime is everywhere. And while that's true, the fact is some areas are more active than others, and you don't have to put yourself in harm's way during the 15 to 30 year commitment. Peace of mind is priceless. So you're going to prepare for one of the biggest financial investments that you will make in your life by doing research. Your research should begin the very moment that you have a desire to become a homeowner. Research protects your interests. It helps you to have realistic expectations. It alleviates some disappointments. It helps you feel more confident about the home buying process. It keeps you excited about reaching your goal, and it helps you to enjoy the journey. So research, research, research. The first question you want to answer is, what are your numbers? Meaning, what is your checking and saving account balances? What is your credit score? How much money do you have saved? And how much money do you need to save? And how much home can you afford? The answers to these questions can be found as a result of course, checking your balances and then meeting with the loan officer. Even if you're not sure or you're not ready or you don't think you're ready, because sometimes people are ready, but you have to meet with the loan officer who will tell you whether or not you can move forward. And he also knows about any special programs that are out there. This meeting will result in you having a price range for which to do your research, because you want to stay within that price range. So gather the documents that you need to meet with the loan officer. These documents include a copy of your driver's license, 2 pay stubs, tax returns for the past 2 years, W-2s for the past 2 years, bank statements for the past 60 days, and a list of your monthly expenses. Now, understand that this is going to be a soft pull on your credit report, which will be listed as an inquiry. And it will, of course, stay on your report for 2 years and then fall off. Rule of thumb, to purchase a home, you need a credit score of 620 to 640. And remember, the higher your credit score, the lower your interest rates, which means your monthly payments will also be lower for the 15 to 30 years, especially if you get a fixed rate mortgage. And then also you need to save at least $10,000 to $12,000. If you don't need it all, that's fine. But save as much as you can and do not make any large purchases. Okay, so sometimes being able to purchase a home will mean that you will have to sacrifice to make your dream come true and possibly even live on less, which is worth it because, again, you can get a fixed rate mortgage and it will basically stay the same for 15 to 30 years, minus any tax increases. Whereas I know in the state of Maryland, there is no cap on rentals, guys, meaning that the landlord can increase the rent as many times and for however much he wishes, with no cap, no limit, no consequences. So even if you have to work on some things, meet with the loan officer so that you can have a starting point. Most lenders use the 28-36 rule to determine how much of a house you can afford and how much money they are willing to lend you. The 28-36 rule is that your maximum household expenses should not exceed 28% of your gross monthly income, okay? So make a list of all of your monthly expenses and then take it with you to meet with the loan officer. Knowing how much home you can afford will help you to focus your search and help you to avoid disappointments some disappointments during this emotional process, okay? Besides, you don't want to look at homes that are in the 500,000 range when in fact you qualify for 260 and vice versa. So meet with the loan officer and know your buying power. And also remember that regardless of the price, any home can be turned into something luxurious, okay? So don't be over concerned about qualifying for less if that happens to be the case. After meeting with the loan officer, you will know if you are ready to meet with the real estate agent. But listen, whether you are ready or not, you are still going to do research and research the communities so that you can learn about the real estate market, you can stay motivated and define what you want, okay? Okay, the next question you want to answer is, where can you find homes that are for sale so that you can begin researching communities? Okay, Realtor.com and Homesnap.com are two of my favorite websites for consumers because they feed from the MLS the agents use. And so the listings are more current. To start off, you want to type in your ideal zip code. If you don't know your ideal zip code, drive to your favorite neighborhood and write down any address. And then put that address into the website. Similar properties that are listed will give you an idea of how much the homes are selling for in that community. And listen, don't just look at the pretty pictures, but also pay attention to the style of the home, the name of the subdivision or the community. As a matter of fact, write those things down so that you can do research about that community and even visit. Okay? Also notice the walk score if that's important to you. This score will tell you how easy it is to get around without a car. Okay, and also jot down the elementary, middle, and high schools, whether you have kids or not, and we'll discuss that later, but jot down the name of the schools, okay? Do a Google search to find the nearest Anchor grocery store. Now, I'm not talking about your mom and your pop stores. I don't have anything against them, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about your Anchor stores, your large grocery store chains like Giant and Food Lion and Harris Teeter or even Walmart, the big stores. Write them down. Even write down the names of the library, the community center, and any swimming pool or places where people gather. Now you're going to do this by looking at the community again and then using it as a guide to find these places. Okay, then jot them down because you're going to visit them. You want to visit the area morning, noon, and evening. And especially in the summertime, okay? You want to go and you want to, you know, sort of have small talk with the residences so you can get a feel for the culture of the environment, okay? So when you visit Realtor.com and Homesnap.com, enter the address and then look at the details. Another thing you need to pay attention to is the history of the property section. Now, these details are pulled from the tax record, and the information will tell you, number one, when the owner purchased the home, how much they paid for the house, and how much they want for it right now. The history will also show you if the asking price has been reduced, especially multiple times, because if so, the price reductions could be used as leverage in your negotiation as a buyer. Okay? And then you want to notice similar homes that are listed for sale, especially those that have recently sold. The gold is in the sold because this amount tells you exactly how much a buyer is willing to pay for similar homes, okay? And this is important because agents do not determine the price of a home. The value of the home is determined by how much a buyer is willing to pay for a home in today's market, okay? So whether it's overpriced or not is based on what the buyer is willing to pay, okay? So sold homes give you a ballpark figure of how much they're willing to pay. Also pay attention to whether or not the community has a homeowners association fee or HOA. And notice how much fees are paid monthly or annually. Okay, and know that HOA fees are not optional. Okay, so you may as well factor that in with the mortgage. It is mandatory, and HOAs will foreclose, and some HOAs are stricter than others. Okay, so just be aware of that when you get the bylaws and you need to read through them. Okay, so pay attention to whether or not there has an HOA, and also know that even single family homes, let me just note that, even single family home communities have HOAs. So you want to ask, okay? Okay, and then you want to visit open houses, view the virtual tours online. Some virtual tours are so detailed that it you don't need to always visit the home. But anyway, just pay attention to the virtual tours and you know, kind of look through them. And then also walk through new home models. But also know that when you go to those new home models and communities, that those representatives represent the builder and not you, the buyer. Okay? So they are there to look out for the interest of the builder to get those homes sold by any means necessary. However, you are able to use your agent to help you, okay? And do not sign any papers unless your agent is present, okay? And that builder typically pays the agent's fees, but also be aware that if your agent charges 3%, the builder only charges 2%. Somebody's going to have to cover that difference. So you just want to be sure that it is not you. Make sure that the builder is going to be able to pay all of the agent's fees, okay? The next question that you want to answer is, what are the neighborhood schools and what are its ratings? Okay, whether you have children or not, you should note that high-rated school districts are in popular demand. In fact, a study done by the National Association of Realtors found that schools are a determining factor for purchasing homes in a particular neighborhood, along with safety and commute times. That survey revealed that home buyers are choosing to live in neighborhoods that have schools with high ratings so that they can avoid paying the high cost of private school tuition, excuse me. Now, note the homes in these high-rated school districts also affect the resale value of the home. So be advised that you may pay a premium price to live in these homes, but do not let it discourage you. I'm sorry, not the homes, the community. So do not let it discourage you. Research and compromise if necessary and make the dreams work. Okay? Also know that your agent is not able to give you information about zoning. What they usually do and what they should do is give you the school zoning website so that you can research. And this is because the zoning in different areas change often, okay? To research schools, you're going to do a Google search. You're going to go to the county school website. You can go to greatschools.org. You can also go to schooldigger.com. and niche.com. And lastly, the home search websites like realtor.com and homesnap.com, they also have the schools listed. So then you can just go directly to the school website to find more information about that school. The point is you're going to have to do some digging. You're going to have to do some legwork to find out your answers, okay? The next question you want to answer is, how do I find out about area demographics? Now, note that your agent is not legally able to tell you whether or not an area is filled with one particular race. They're just not. In fact, it is a violation that can cost your agent their license. But to research demographics, you yourself can visit websites like City-Data, Movado, the Census Bureau website. City websites, for example, the city of Bowie here in Maryland has a website called the City of Bowie. So some cities have their own websites, okay? And then also county websites, okay? A website called Neighborhood Scout is another one. And then, of course, you can do a Google search. Now, Don't worry if you're not able to get all these websites down. I will have it listed for you, or you can feel free to reach out to me at realestatedivabrenda@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send this list in to you. Okay? The next question you want to answer is, what do people who already live there think about the neighborhood? Sorry, I'm gonna have to laugh because in my years of door knocking, one of the things I've discovered is that the neighbors love to talk and share business, everybody's business. They tell you who is moving, who is renting, what neighbor brings down the neighborhood, who has the rowdy kids who are always leaving the toys everywhere, who has been in the neighborhood the longest, who just moved in. How the neighborhood has gone from one way to another. Who plays the loud music? If they don't like the HOA, they're going to tell you. Okay? So door knocking for me as an agent has been my information gathering activity. And I want you to do the same thing. Okay? All you have to do is knock on the door and say, "Hi, I'm John Doe, and I really like the property next door. But I'm curious about the neighborhood. How do you feel about living here?" Now, depending on how open they are, ask more questions. Because I'm telling you, the right people will share everything. Okay? But you're going to ask the neighbors before you purchase the property in that neighborhood. In fact, if you don't do anything else, ask the neighbors. It is the best way to get trusted firsthand information. If they are not happy with living in their neighborhood, they will definitely tell you, okay? Or if they take pride in living there, you'll be able to definitely tell. Okay, so ask the source, okay? The next question you want to answer is, what is the crime like in the area? And are there any sex offenders living by? You know, it's a sad story, but there was a couple and a child who moved in this neighborhood. And not long after, they discovered that the child was being molested by a neighbor. They discovered that it was the next door neighbor. I'm really sorry. And it turned out that that neighbor was a registered sex offender. Okay, so again, it is not your agent's responsibility. It is your agent's responsibility to find you the house. But again, not to do research such as that. So do your research before you purchase the house. I cannot stress that enough. So the websites that you can research this are neighborhoodscout.com, spotcrime.com, and city data for the crime, and then also for the registered sex offenders. You can do a Google search in whatever state you're in, but in the state of Maryland, it is the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services is the website that you will go to. And this is public information, okay? So do your research. Visit the website and enter the address, okay? I hope that this information has been helpful to you. Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested, again, in receiving the list of websites that were mentioned, please send me an email at realestatedivabrenda@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to get that right over to you. Otherwise, I'll try to list it in the comments. Also, feel free to leave your comments here with this podcast, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Whether you are buying or selling a home, keep your head up, your hopes high, and remember that it is not over until the keys are exchanged. Have a blessed one.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to this channel and leave a review. Also, don't forget to join us as we continue the conversation in the Diva Home and Lifestyle group on Facebook. Peace and blessings from our family to yours. We hope you'll tune in next time.